no confidence in embattled Queensland mayor, and by now pay later crackdown. Hello, I'm Stephen Clark with the latest from NIRS News. Townsville Council has passed a unanimous motion of no confidence in its mayor, Troy Thompson. Thompson has come under fire in the last week after it emerged he had lied about his time spent in the Defence Force and about his education. The no confidence motion calls on the mayor to resign immediately. The federal government will today introduce legislation to Parliament to regulate buy now, pay later providers. The consumer protection legislation will see stricter regulations on providers such as Afterpay and Zip, including credit checks for new users and credit licenses for providers. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones told the ABC buy now, pay later companies function the same way as other credit products and should be regulated the same way.
It'll ensure that we maintain the great innovation and competition that the buy now, pay later sector has introduced into credit markets, but the same consumer protections will be in place as well.
The federal government has set aside funding to address the backlog of native title claims across the country. The funding will go to the federal court, which manages and determines native title claims. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus made the announcement in a video address to the IATSA summit in Melbourne yesterday.
Over 30 years have passed since the Mabo decision and since the Native Title Act came into force, yet over 100 native title claims remain unresolved, with more still to be lodged. The Albanese government is committed to the timely resolution of claims by consent, especially for those elders and community leaders who've been working so hard to get recognition for so long. To achieve this, $12.4 million is going to the Federal Court of Australia to increase judicial resourcing and expand the delivery of its successful First Nations-led case management and mediation model.
Earlier access to services and more people to staff them are part of A1. Earlier access to services and more people to staff them are part of a $100 million mental health package announced in the wake of the deadly Sydney stabbing rampage in April. The New South Wales Premier says community mental health teams will receive funding for an additional 35 staff, allowing for better case management.